Good morning. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. We've got your, we noticed you all were putting whatever it's called, fiber.
Yes,
in the
yes.
streets in our town. And we got your mailer and are interested in connecting to the fiber optic.
Absolutely. I can definitely help out with that. All right. And what is your last name, please?
My last name is Brawley, B-R-A-W-L-E-Y.
Thank you. And what is your service address, please?
8 South Street, Rhinebeck, New York. And we saw that we actually got 2 mailers to our house. You all have on your records that there's an apartment 1 and 2, but it's actually just a single family house now.
Oh, okay. So I will definitely make a note of that. And is this location a home or a business?
This is home.
Okay. Yeah, I know you said that, but I still have to ask. I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah.
And then, so our earliest in-service date would be August 31st.
That's fine.
Okay. And did you know which plan you wanted to go with, or did you need me to give you a little bit more of an elaboration?
Well, I just have your promotional plan, which is the $69.99 for 2 years. I don't know, but I'd love to hear more about it. I don't really know much.
Yes, absolutely. So I'd be more than happy to give you more information about it. So we offer a 1 gig plan and a 2 gig plan. The 1 gig plan is the one that has that promo. Actually, they both kind of have a promotional pricing at the moment. The 1 gig is $79.99 normal, but if you sign up for auto pay with your checking account and paperless billing, it discounts by $10 to give you that $69.99. If you go with the 2 gigabyte, which is 2,000 megabytes per second down, 2,000 megabytes per second upload, we offer that for $99.99, but with the same auto pay with your checking account and paperless billing, we offer it for $89.99. So
okay.
You'll get twice the speeds for literally $20 more.
And that's for also locked in for 2 years?
Correct, yes. So all of our promotional prices are locked in for 2 years, but we don't have you sign any contracts. We are contract free. But the pricing would be valid for 2 years. We also include our equipment, so the modem and the router are included fully in the pricing, and we don't charge you any additional taxes or fees. Or any rental fees. The only fee that we would ever charge for is the Wi-Fi extender if you choose to opt for one.
I have one that I've never used because I hate Spectrum and I can't even log into my own modem to install it.
Oh, my. No worries.
So I would probably first just see if I could use my own. And if it's too complicated, I would probably go to you guys.
Absolutely.
Could you tell me a little bit about how to conceptualize what a 1 gig fiber does versus 2 gig?
Yes. So the 1,000 megabyte per second would be the amount of speed that you get. We don't have a data cap. So we don't charge you once you've reached a limit of a certain amount. No. So we offer the speeds, which are fast. You won't see any buffering if you stream. If you have gamers within the household, they won't have much lag at that point either. Fiber optic is much faster versus coaxial. With cable companies, they use the coaxial cable, which is typically made of copper. This one, we use the fiber optic cables, which the data is emitted through light pulses, which makes it that much faster.
How does it connect to the house? Because I would think that would be a low zone. Is that, do you guys connect fiber right into the house?
So we do and we don't. So what it is that we have a junction box that goes out to the corner of the street or onto the street. That little bit of property there between the your property and the street itself, we usually have like a little junction box. We call those flower pots. And then from there, our techs, what they do is they will bury a fiber optic cable that will connect from that box to your home. And typically we don't need to drill into the home or anything. We just follow where your previous service provider had with brand new cable. So it would be a fiber optic cable versus the coaxial cable. And then once you have the modem and the router, that would use Ethernet cables for those hardwired. And then, of course, the router dispels that Wi-Fi signal, so it'll be just as.
So I think that the cable comes up a pole. Is that right, Sam?
If it does come up the pole, we typically will follow that, but I meant physically on the building. Wherever the cable goes through into your building, that's where we will follow.
Yeah. Because I saw that the little plate, it looks like, is right outside of our house. Anyway, they would figure that out.
Yes. So our techs are very well. Our techs are pretty professional when it comes to that. So they've been doing this for a very long time. They've dealt with fiber before. We actually make our own fiber, and we lay them ourselves so that we maintain it.
Yeah, I saw you guys out here. I mean, I just live in the village of Rhinebeck. So I had a question about the difference between, like, how do I know whether I need the 1 or the 2 gig?
So it goes by how many devices that you have. The more devices that you have that are web connected, the higher speeds you'll probably want, because you'll want less of a slowdown. So think of a bandwidth as a highway. If you have just a 2-lane highway back and forth, at that point, you know, you might have some traffic the more people that go onto that highway. If you have like a 3-lane or 2-lane, if we have like a 2-lane, we'll say eastbound, westbound. If you have 2 lanes at that point, that little bit of a congestion will actually ease up. So the higher the gig, the less congestion there will be.
So if there are just 2 of us and we have each laptop, sometimes we both have to do Zoom meetings at the same time, but that's increasingly rare.
So the 1 gig would be perfect for you at that point.
Okay.
And, of course, you probably have some smart TVs and stream some movies on Netflix or Hulu or any other kind of apps, right? Yeah. So even if you were to do all of that. Yeah, even if you were to do all of that at once, the 1 gig should be perfect for you.
Okay. Sounds good. Sign me up.
Absolutely. All right. And we said no on the Wi-Fi extenders. Did you want any phone service?
I think not at this time.
Okay. No worries, you can always add later, indeed. And do you rent or own the property?
We own.
Okay. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as your power, like Central Hudson? How do they come through?
It's annoying because the little junction box is right outside our house, I think, but then the pole is on the other side of the street, and it comes in at the Central Hudson comes in at the second floor, and then comes down the wall. Isn't that right, Timmy?
Yes.
And then I think that comes.
The cable goes down to the basement.
It comes in from the side of the house. I think that's what it does. I'm going to look at it.
Okay, no worries. And I mean, typically we do prefer to bury the cables. If we do need to run it aerially, we will do so. But from the sound of it, your power is coming through overhead across the street, it may make more sense for us to just bury it anyway. Especially if our junction box is right in front of your house.
I'd rather be buried if that could be a thing.
Oh, absolutely. That's typically our primary focus. Our primary focus is to bury those cables so that there's less of a chance of trees coming down or downed wires. And yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So our primary focus is to bury.
That it goes right through the electric line. We have a tree that's quite close to the line. So
yeah,
I prefer buried. That works.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll definitely make a note that you would prefer buried anyway. But that is our primary focus. Only in certain cases, if we can't bury it, then we'll go aerial. But typically, most of our customers, we bury the wires.
Great.
And then is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. All right. And we're putting it under your name, correct?
Sure.
And it's just LISA, is that correct?
Yes.
And then BARWLEY?
BRAWLEY.
Okay. Perfect. What is the best email address for you, please? This is the email address that will be used primarily on the account to send you any updates or notices regarding your order, but it also will serve as your login for our online portal.
I would use this one. It's the letter 8 spelled out. It's basically my address, 8south@gmail.com. So all of that's spelled out.
Okay, so EIGHT.
SOUTH, all in one phrase at Gmail.
Okay. Perfect. And what is the primary phone number that you would like on the account?
My phone number, 845-876-7688.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that.
Can add another person?
Yes.
So that
absolutely.
Sam.
You said Sam?
Yeah.
Also Fears same last name?
No. Spears with two E, so S-P-E-E-R-S.
Okay. All right. With that, we may have to wait until your service is installed before we can add the second contact. I can do that towards the end of the call anyway. I'll check for that, okay?
Okay. Right.
And how may we contact you? We have the option of phone. We have the option of email or text.
What's it in terms of, like, contacting me to let me know when the install comes and stuff?
Yeah, so with email, oftentimes we will send some promotional offers to let you know of any changes in our pricing and new promotions. But other than that, typically text, we only let you know. So like at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information such as your install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. If you opt in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And we only use this method for account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that.
Let's do the text then and not authorize promotions.
Oh, yeah, no. So I'm just letting you know that we don't send any advertisements on your phone.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
Okay, and then for your email, that's the one that you can receive marketing information on discounts and special offers. We can skip that if you want. And then
I think I'm starting with this special offer, so there probably is not going to be another one.
Yeah, I mean, we just kind of let you know. It's kind of like a newsletter in a sense sometimes.
That's fine.
Okay. And then for phone, it asks if you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone number that you provided. You can revoke the consent at any time, but typically what we offer is like when we call you, it's to let you know, oh, we've resolved the issue. We may have an automated pre-recorded phone call that where we would say, hey, don't forget your appointment is coming up soon. So those are the typical things at that point that we would do by phone.
I would probably not answer the phone. But
okay, I can skip that if you want.
Let's just skip that, yeah.
Okay, no worries. And then as part of our order process, what we do need to do is we need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. What it is it's a soft check, not a hard inquiry. So it won't affect your credit score. We just need a little bit of information to make sure that you are who you say you are, and then to see if you are required to pay a deposit prior to installation. If you do bypass the credit check, we would require a $50 deposit.
You mean if I don't want the soft credit thing to happen?
Correct.
What's involved in the soft credit? And so I don't mind doing a $50 deposit, but...
So the only thing that we would really need is your social, and it just lets us know, hey, you're good to go. There's no risk of delinquency, or no, there seems to be a history that, you know, either you don't pay your bills or whatever the case may be, and that you would need to provide that $50 deposit. We don't use it for anything else.
I guess that it's just about having my social security out there.
Understood, but it is confidential and completely secure.
What do you think, Sam? Social security? They can do a soft check, credit check with that, or I can pay $50 deposit.
And I don't need to type it more than once. So when you give it to me, that's all I'm typing, and I click the send.
And it'll come up
and
right away?
And it pops up right away as to whether or not you would require a deposit.
Okay. All right, we can do that. You ready?
Almost. Give me one moment. I'm just inputting the other information because it asks for your service address and all that. Just to verify who you are. That's what it does.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready whenever you are.
240-19-7209.
Perfect. All right, and that's submitted. And perfect. You are in perfect condition to not require a deposit.
Okay.
I do appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. And we do offer that discount for auto pay and paperless billing. Did you want to sign up with that now?
Sure.
That way you'll get that. Yes, so automatic payment through your checking account gives you that $10 discount so that it brings it down to $69.99.
So what do you need? My routing and stuff?
Routing and account number.
I apologize,
but it is confidential. It is encrypted. We are very limited on the systems that we can use. So it's not like you're...
We can always shut that down, I guess.
Absolutely.
Sammy, what's the auto pay, the routing? What do you need, the routing and what?
And the account number.
Oh, yeah. 1 sec. We need to go get that. Can you get that?
Of course. No worries. Yeah, I've been seeing our trucks everywhere through Rhinebeck too.
And you guys are Kingston based now?
Yeah, so we are headquartered in Kingston. We do have an office in Florida, but that's completely different. But we are completely headquartered here in Kingston. We're all locals. I drive through Rhinebeck almost daily anyway.
That's cool.
I actually used to work at the gas station on the corner of 308.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So we're all pretty local. We know the area well, and you know, I think that's better for us in the community, you know, just to know that, hey, it's members of our own community that's really helping to provide options.
Exactly. I like it. So here's the routing. Sammy, that thing is just a symbol. I think it starts 0223.
Yes.
00173.
Okay, and I've got that as Chase.
Yes, okay. Unfortunately.
I know the feeling. I personally use Citizens. I use Citizens. There's a location right there over by Tops.
That's a good idea. I think we have been postponing. I mean, they're a bleak corporation. We've been postponing changing because I'd have to call you guys with the routing number. It gets complicated.
Well, actually, you wouldn't have to call us to change that. Once your account is set up, once we get you scheduled and everything, you'll receive an email to go ahead and set up your online portal, and you'll be able to manage everything. So if anything changes, you'll be able to change your auto pay settings online yourself. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Thank you. And here's the account number.
Okay.
9-9-6-6-8-7-1-7-5-8.
Okay, and there was only 1-9 at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. And it is your name on the account?
There are two names. I am on the account.
Okay. I just need one name, that's all. And is this a checking or a savings?
This is checking.
And do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yes.
Perfect.
We're authorizing direct debit.
Okay, perfect. And I know you stated that you had also received our direct mail. Is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property?
No.
Okay. This is where I'm going to put the note. No, for the primary, like when they install the drop cable, you won't need to be home. I'll go over that with you in just a moment. The install appointment, when we schedule your actual appointment, that one will have, we will require someone to be home at that time.
Okay. So they do the up to the house and then for the rest or something, you're there.
Correct. Yes. So when they go ahead and connect that cable that connects from the flower pot, that little junction box to your home, you won't need to be home for that one. But for the install appointment where our tech come into your home to go ahead and install everything, we would need someone home.
Okay. And somebody will contact me to make that appointment, or we do that now?
No, we're going to do that now.
Okay.
So the utilities come aerial, but you would prefer buried.
Yes.
So I'm going to put utilities come aerial, but you prefer burial as the placement of the flower pot is in front of the home.
Let me double check that I'm right on that. Because I didn't even know what it was. Oh, gosh. They're mowing the lawn out there.
That's okay.
The neighbors are. I can take the speaker. Let's see. Make it less loud.
Oh, I don't mind. It didn't come through very hard.
I'm just looking to see whether that, like that box thing that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be something? Oh, yeah, for sure. It's right at the corner of my lot and the neighbor's lot. So it's kind of perfect.
Yeah. So at that point, we would definitely do the burial. And the utilities that are aerial.
They come off a pole on the other side of the street.
That's exactly what I'm typing.
The junction box or the flower pot's on my side. And it's just like, let me see, I can't do yards, but it's 20 yards to the corner of the house. Not much. That's way too many yards. I don't know what yards are.
Oh, no, you're fine. I have a small village. So 1 yard? So
no, like it's at the corner of it's at the corner of our lot in the front on our side of the street.
Yeah, that's fine.
Probably. I can't do the measurement of how big that is. 2 cars distance to get to the corner of our house. So it's close.
Yes, absolutely. And did you have any questions or comments for the techs?
I'm sorry?
Did you have any questions or comments for any of the techs?
No. Well, if they need to bury it, that the direct shot between that flower pot and our house would go through some landscaping plants, but none of them are important to me.
Okay.
Like it's lawn, and then there's some, like don't, like they can disregard if it looks like they've got plants that would be in their way. And we can trim them back if they need us to. Pretty straight shot even without plants.
Yeah.
I could look at it again for the plants.
If I could type, that would be great too. All right, so I stated that none of the landscape plants are important to you, that you can trim back plants if necessary for the burial.
Yeah, it's just like a ornamental grass that's at the corner. They might, I don't know if they prefer to go.
Absolutely.
There's kind of a straight shot without actually even messing with the grasses. And then I see where the, yeah, you can, and then you can see where the cable, which comes in from the existing spectrum cable, comes in from up above also into a, whatever it is, you know, like the area above the foundation, the baseboard, right at the same corner. It's a pretty easy install, I would think. It would be way easier in the ground than coming in overhead.
Yes. So I did put it down that you would prefer it buried as far as that goes. Let mm-hmm. me just wait for my system to update, because then we can go ahead and get you scheduled.
Have you guys also, I mean, the timing is pretty great because Spectrum goes out about every day.
Oh, my.
So, like, I have to, sometimes I've done a lot of Zoom calls on tethered to my cell phone.
Oh, yeah. And I know with Rhinebeck, it's pretty spotty because even I had difficulty with my cell phone signal when I was working there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed how, like, you know, in some cases, you know, we had great signal and I had like 3 bars. And then there were others where it would just completely die out. And it's just, it's a nightmare, especially driving up 9G. Whew. Mm-hmm. I get no service. And then I live in a dead zone too. So I'm heavily reliant upon internet in order for me to even make phone calls. It's pretty insane, but that's also kind of why we're in the area, is because we want to provide updated, you know, technology and updated service in order for people to have that faster experience. And, you know, it shouldn't take 30 seconds to a minute for a web page to load. We want it to load like that. These newer generations are so impatient. I have kids of my own and they're like, it's not loading. And I'm like, oh, you know, you got to be patient, bud. You know, when I grew up, we didn't even have internet.
Right.
As a kid, we started having internet when I was still a kid. Like, it was just, it was so new.
Exactly.
Okay. So my system isn't quite updating just yet. So we may have to provide a call back in order for us to schedule your appointment. But we are looking at the first week of September.
That's fine. Let me look. That'd be good.
So the second, we are not doing installs on the second due to Labor Day, but anytime after that, we can definitely do that.
Maybe that, if there's a time on that Tuesday or that Friday, would probably be the best for me.
Absolutely. Let me just take a look. So September, you're thinking of either the 3rd or the 6th. Is that correct? Lisa?
But I have pretty much flexibility if there are other days.
Yeah, I mean, we have pretty much any time availability on the 6th. We have 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and then 3 p.m. Those are our typical ranges, our windows. And then on the 3rd, we have availability for 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. But I will definitely give you a call back to confirm once our system is updated. Lisa? Lisa?
You there?
Yes, I'm still here. Hello? I was hoping you could hear me.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Lisa?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Lisa?
Hello?
Lisa, can you hear me? Lisa?
I'll just stay on and hope it comes back. Hello?
Can you hear me, Lisa? Lisa?
Hello?
Are you able to hear me? Lisa. Okay, if you can hear me, I'm going to call you right back, okay?